From WABE News in Atlanta, I'm Dennis O'Hare. A highly anticipated grand jury report investigating alleged corruption in DeKalb County has now been unsealed. It implicates suspended CEO Burl Ellis, who is preparing for trial. But other recommendations include further investigation into several past and present county officials and the abolition of the county's CEO form of government. WABE's Jonathan Shapiro has details.
The report was actually completed in January. Since then, Ellis and his attorneys have fought to keep it from public view. Now unsealed, the report shows what led to Ellis's 15-count indictment. It details occasions in which Ellis allegedly strong-armed county vendors for campaign contributions. All three companies listed in the June indictment appear in the report, and there are references to evidence in the form of tape recordings. In addition, the report alleges 11 others have been involved in some form of bid rigging and unethical conduct, including former CEO Vernon Jones, former Public Safety Director William Miller, former Ellis Chief of Staff Jabari Samama, and former Ellis Campaign Manager Kevin Ross. The report also calls for abolishing DeKalb's unique CEO style of government, saying it helps foster a culture of corruption. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.
One note of disclosure, Kevin Ross is a board member of Public Broadcasting Atlanta. Meanwhile, DeKalb County's acting CEO called this afternoon for an internal probe into those grand jury recommendations. Lisa George filed this report from DeKalb County.
Acting CEO Lee May has directed the county's chief operating officer, Zach Williams, to look into the grand jury report and make a report back to the commission in 30 days. At the top of that grand jury recommendation list is that the CEO form of government be scrapped. Commissioner May and most of his colleagues on the commission have previously called for that, and May says the commission will act swiftly once it receives the internal report. Even sooner, commissioners say an internal county audit will begin, and Commissioner Jeff Rader also called for codification of the city's purchasing policies. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George in DeKalb County.